Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Good morning, especially if you're a fan of the English team or had rooted for them in any of the many penalty shootouts they have missed in the World Cup, which, by the way, is all. Finally, England won its first ever World Cup penalty shootout win after beating Colombia and entering the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, India beat England too, but that was in Cricket T20, and 74th witness in the Sarabuddin fake encounter case turned hostile, which we are sure is also a record of sorts. It is the 4th of July 2018, and before we head out to the more serious news from India and the world, we'll take a detour and share with you three surprising discoveries of the day. Firstly, snakes, especially cobras, they really like onions, but they throw them out after swallowing them, as revealed by a video from Orisha that is going viral. Maybe the snake is a jinn, who knows? Secondly, the terror group Al-Shabaab has banned plastic bags because of the threat they pose to the environment. The Somali militants, known for deadly attacks which have killed thousands in East Africa, have issued the edict. And thirdly, and lastly, maybe not as surprising as the other two, but there is no record available that shows Prime Minister Narendra Modi was a tea seller on railway platforms or trains during his childhood, an RTI query has revealed. Soon the report may be lost and be blamed on the lack of data per se. While we can't dress up data or facts, unlike one chief minister who's hell-bent on developing the state at any cost and is fighting several windmills to usher in development. After making NCERT books compulsory along with teaching of Sanskrit in madrasas, and after putting in place GPS mapping of the madrasas, the Ajay Kumar Bisht aka Adityanath government in Uttar Pradesh has decided to propose a new dress code for students studying in madrasas affiliated to the state madrasa board. Speaking to News 18, State Minister for Minority Affairs Mohsin Raza said that our aim is to bring madrasas on par with other educational institutions. Till now, students in madrasas wore white kurta pajama, which is more or less symbolic of a particular faith. We will very soon propose a new dress code for them. Though Raza did not clarify what the new dress code would be, experts feel the students might be expected to wear pant shirt. Now, hoping that ministers dressed in kurta pajama may not soon be tagged as being anti-national. And from Yogi trying hard to be a boss of all things Muslims, we move to an all-important answer from the Supreme Court, which may help to decide who is it that is supposed to be running Delhi, or who is the boss of Delhi. Well, the answer is the auto guy, but constitutionally speaking, the Supreme Court will today deliver its verdict on the constant power struggle between the Arvind Kejriwal-led AAP government and the centre represented by the Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal in Delhi. Chief Minister Kejriwal's government had last year petitioned the top court accusing the centre of flagrantly eating into the authority of the elected government. Chief Minister Kejriwal has been locked in a bitter power tussle with the centre ever since his AAP swept to power in Delhi in 2015. The Delhi government does not have control over land, bureaucracy and police, but AAP says the centre is trying to rule Delhi using the LG to block its plans on other subjects such as health and education as well. Mr. Kejriwal says the Lieutenant Governor has been working in a brazenly partisan fashion and at the insistence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to prevent the Delhi government from functioning. Well, while the Supreme Court may tell us who the big boss of Delhi is, the production house behind the franchise Big Boss, which was earlier hosted by Salman Khan, reached out to the teacher from Uttarakhand who was suspended by Uttarakhand Chief Minister Trivendra Singh Rawat after she brought her plea of transfer to him in a public court. Uttara Bhaugna, who has been posted only in rural areas in the last 22 years of her 25-year service, the principal woman this teacher is that she refused to be posted to the House of Big Boss, maybe because the trailer by Trivendra Singh Rawat gave a semblance of how unapologetic and abusive things are in real life, that one doesn't really have to go to the Big Boss show for getting that kick. While Uttara Bahugna may not have got any kind of justice after 22 years, but after 22 years, about 32,876 people belonging to the Bru community will be repatriated to Mizoram from Tripura after an agreement was signed between the two states and the union government on Tuesday. Thousands of Bru families fled Mizoram in September 1997 in the wake of ethnic violence and took refuge at Kanchanpur in North Tripura. Several attempts were made to resolve the crisis, but they were all in vain. In February 2015, the Home Minister visited the makeshift camps and appealed to the Mizoram government and refugees to end the crisis, but to no avail. As per the joint decision on the rehabilitation package, now each family will be given a one-time financial assistance of rupees 4 lakh that will be kept in a fixed deposit for 2 years and will be given to the family after it spends 3 consecutive years in Mizoram, along with 1.5 lakhs for building a home. And on to news away from home, to the international news segment, where Najib Razak has been charged with corruption, a dramatic fall from grace for the former Malaysian Prime Minister 2 months after he lost office. He faces 3 counts of criminal breach of trust and 1 count of abuse of power. Mr. Najib has been accused of pocketing $700 million from the State Development Fund 1MDB, which he set up. He obviously denies wrongdoing. He was arrested by anti-corruption authorities yesterday and spent the night in detention. Meanwhile, an Iranian general has accused Israel of manipulating weather to prevent rain over the Islamic Republic, aka stealing the country's clouds. Brigadier General Ghulam Reza Jalali, head of Iran's Civil Defense Organization, said that Israel and another country in the region have joint teams which work to ensure clouds entering Iranian skies are unable to release rain. On top of that, we are facing the issue of cloud and snow theft, Jalali added, citing a survey showing that above 2,200 meters, all mountainous areas between Afghanistan and the Mediterranean are covered in snow, except for Iran. The general's allegations of weather pilfering were not the first time an Iranian official has accused the country's enemies of stealing its rain. Former President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in 2011 accused Western countries of devising plans to cause drought in Iran, adding that European countries use special equipment to force clouds to dump their water on their continent. However, the general was later contradicted by the nation's weather chief, who thankfully struck a skeptical note to his claims. And on that note, that is all from our end for today. We will be back tomorrow. Until then, stay safe, stay warm, and stay hydrated. Thank you for listening. Goodbye from takeapart.in.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year. And use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more, and sign up. Terms apply.